Today's shiur is Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Ayin. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Ayin Amud Aleph at the Mishnah towards the top of Amud. Says the Mishnah, Me'em Sechayiv, at what point is a Ben Sarah Meir Chayiv Skila? Says the Mishnah, Mishiyachol Tatimar Basar, after he eats a measure of meat, a large portion of meat, V'yishta Chatzi Loig Hatalki, and he drinks a half of wine, a talki wine. When the Mishnah speaks about the talki wine, there is a discussion amongst the Rishonim, what does the Mishnah mean to say? Rashi says that a talki wine is a type of wine, and it's a very high quality wine, and the person who becomes the Ben Sarah Meirer, who becomes accustomed to eat that, that's the person who has the potential of ending up the way a Ben Sarah ends up. And according to Rashi, it's by the Ayin HaTalki, there the amount is a Chatziloid. According to Rashi, different type of wine may be a different amount. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam's approach is that it's always a Chatziloid. But he says a Talki is not a type of a wine. He says the Talki is a type of a measurement. And when the Mishnah says Yain HaTalki, when the Mishnah says Chatziloid, it's talking about the talki wine that exists, that the talki measurement. The other question is that how much time do you have to drink this wine and eat this meat? So Ritva says that if he eats it, even in one meal, but he eats it in a way people normally eat, so that individual can no longer be called a zoilo v'soivei. And the Rambam says, and the Ritva says, that a critical element in being considered a Ben Sarah Meirer is if the individual eats like a Zoyl of a Sov in a very non-proper manner. But if he doesn't eat in such a fashion, says the Ritva's, he won't be a Zoyl of a Sov, he won't be considered a Zoyl of a Sov, and he won't be considered a Ben Sarah Meirer. However, goes on to explain, that doesn't mean, and that this is an interesting discussion, the Smak says that in order to be considered a Ben Sarah Meirer, you have to eat it all in one meal. As long as you ate it all in one meal, then there's no time frame around the amount of time that that meal takes. But then I saw that the Ritva seems to say that it's not just one meal. It has to be all within the time of, that there isn't any interruption. The amount that we're discussing here has to all be eaten without any stop in between. If there's any stop in between, then there's not. He can no longer be considered a Ben. That's not going to be the way he becomes a Ben Sarah Meirer. Ochal b'chaburus mitzvah, continues the Mishnah, if he ate this in a meal that's a sudas mitzvah, or ochal b'chaydish, and there's a very big machlokes, as we're going to be discussing, what does Ibra Chodesh mean? The way Rashi learns this, the way we're going to learn, is we know that a Jewish month could be 29 or 30 days. And when the Mishnah says, when the Mishnah speaking here, is a month that was made into a 30-day month, and Rosh Chodesh will only be on day 31, and therefore the halacha that the Mishnah is saying is that when they made the month a longer month, the people should be aware that the previous month was 30 days, they used to make a meal, a sudas mitzvah, on the night of 30 going into 31. And the halacha is that if he ate this meat wine under those circumstances, because some Rishonim explain, because these are not meals that happen every day. So here we're concerned what type of a habit the Ben Sarah Meirer is forming. You can only form a habit by something that happens on a regular basis. These sudas mitzvahs don't happen every day. Another pshat, as the Meiri says, there's somebody, it's sort of a concept of oisk b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. Somebody who's doing a mitzvah, we're not concerned that that will cause him to become a Ben Sarah Meirer. The Rambam has a different pshat. As we're learning, and we're going to learn, the Ben Sarah Meirer's parents have to bring the Ben Sarah Meirer to Bezdin and make a declaration, Einenu Shemei B'Kaleinu. He's not listening to what we have to say. But if he's going to Sudas Mitzvah, he's going to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to participate in. So that isn't considered a situation of Einu Shemei B'Kaleinu. Ocho Ma'aseh Sheni B'Yerushalayim. We know that Ma'aseh Sheni has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. So the Mishnah says, if he took his father's Ma'aseh Sheni produce and he's bought with it meat and wine, and that's not going to be a situation for which he's going to be chayiv as a ben tzorim ayrim. And I saw that the Chiddush Harim explains, the pasuk says, asa to aser, v'chal tofnei Hashem alkecha v'mokim sheyivchar, l'man tilmad lira es Hashem alkecha kol hayomim. So the Torah says, the Chiddush Harim is telling us, that after one eats ma'aseh sheni, he's going to be in a place, says the Chiddush Harim, of kol hayomim. He's going to be an individual who's connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kol hayomim. A ben tzorim meirer, who we know, as we're learning, are going to continue to learn, is an individual who's eliminated. We can't have a kol hayomim on such an individual. And therefore, that isn't the way you become a ben tzorim meirer. Ochel nevelos v'treis v'shkotzim v'remoshim. He ate all sorts of non-kosher food. He ate all sorts of non-kosher food. Ochel davar shu mitzvah. If he ate something which is a mitzvah, v'davar shu avera, Gemara will explain what that means. Ochel kamachel. If he ate all types of food, however v'lo yachel basa, he didn't eat meat. Shasa kamashki, he ate all types of beverages, however v'lo shasa yain, didn't drink wine. Ein anasa ben tzorim meirer, that's not the way he becomes a ben tzorim meirer. She'at she'yachel basa v'yishta yain, she'nemar, as the ben tzorim meirer is described as a zoylel v'soyvei, that, and the zoil of a saive is only with meat and wine. It says the Mishnah Vapish and Rai Ladover, that it's only zoil of a saive is only with meat and wine. Seich Ladover. We see that these words are associated with meat and wine. Shnem, as the Pasuk of Mishlei says, Al tihe b'soive yayin b'zoile b'osolome. Amar of Zera, Tatima Zeb, the Mishnah that spoke about a Tatima, that in order for Ben Tzorim Meirer to become Ben Tzorim Meirer, he has to eat a tartim of meat, says the Gemara, any day of Mahu. I don't know exactly how much that is. Ella, Metoich Shekofel Rabbi Yossi B'yayin, since Rabbi Yossi says that becoming a Ben Tzorim Meirer is through drinking a loig of wine, which is double of what the Tanakhama said. Tanakhama said, Chatzi loig, Nimtza Kofel Afabasar. He also requires when Rabbi Yossi said that the amount of meat that a ben tzorim meirer has to eat to become ben tzorim meirer is a mana basar, presumably the Tanakhama is going to have half of that. And v'nimtza that turned out that the shear of meat, according to the Tanakhama, that a ben tzorim meirer has to eat to become a ben tzorim meirer, the halacha is, then it's a chatzi mana, then he's only chayiv for a chatzi mana. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Molda Amravuna Ena Chayiv at Shiikach Basa Bezol VeYoichel. This halacha only applies if he didn't spend a lot of money on the meat. But Yain Bezol VeYishta the Ksiv Zoyl VeSoyver. It has to be a Zoyl VeSoyver. And as I saw the Yad Ramah explains what the Gemara says, that what the Mishnah says is that he went out of his way to go to a place where meat is cheap. Why did he do that? Because it's becoming an addiction. He's becoming an addiction where how is that addiction fed? By a person going all over where he could find meat and wine inexpensively. V'amrav chanan bar molda amrav huna, en chayv at sheyachol basar chay. He's not chayv until he eats meat that's raw, because that's the way, explained the Rishonim, that ganovim, thieves, would eat. They don't have time for their meat to get cooked. So what they do is they just eat it raw. And the same, v'yishter yayin chai, he drinks undiluted wine. Because again, two pshatim, one is because he's in such a rush all the time, so he has no time to dilute the wine. And furthermore, a person who's addicted to wine the Rishonim explain, drinks it in any fashion, whether it's really drinkable or not. Ask the Gemara, any, is that indeed the din? Ask them, Rav Yosef Dama Tavai, Ocha Basa Chai, V'Shosu Yain Chai, if he ate raw meat or undiluted wine, Ein Anasa, Ben Sarah Meir, so is there a Machloikas here, ask the Gemara? Amar Ravina, says Ravina, when we discuss Yain Chai, it doesn't mean it's not diluted at all. Rather, what it means is mazik v'loy mazik. It's not diluted properly. And the Yad Ramah explains that we know throughout Shas, the formula for dilution is typically 2 to 1, 2 parts water to 1 part wine, or 3 parts water, 1 part wine, and he did half and half, half wine and half water. And similarly, when we speak about basar, it doesn't mean basar that's completely raw. It means basar below basar, not cooked properly. Kabasar kiva dachagavi, like the meat that they used to put quickly on coals, that the ganavim would put quickly on coals. And Rashi says that if he puts in much water, even if many people would drink that way, that will prevent him from becoming a ben sar meir. And again, it seems from Rashi that the issue is that if somebody drinks wine when it's not diluted properly, it becomes more habit-forming, it becomes more addictive. And therefore, since it becomes more addictive, we're worried that's how he's becoming ben sar meir. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Rav Yosef Dama Tavai, Ocha Basa Meliach, if somebody ate meat that was salted, and V'shos Yayim Gitoi, or he drank wine within the first 40 days after the wine was crushed, when it's dried out of the barrel, again, Ein Anasa Ben Sar Meir, because that's not really considered meat, or not considered wine. Tanan Hosam, so now the Gemara defines what is Basa Meliach and what is Yayim Megitai. Tanan Hashem says the Gemara, Erev Tisha B'Av, on Erev Tisha B'Av, Lo Yochel Adam Shnei Tavshilin, but the Sudam of Sex, you're not allowed to eat 2 cooked foods, Lo Yochel Basar, you're not allowed to eat meat, Lo Yishta Yayin, you're not allowed to drink wine. This is a Mishnah Masech, the Tanis of Chavev on the Beis. With Tanah, Ochel Oichel Basa Meliach, Aval Oichel Basa Meliach, he's allowed to eat salted meat, V'Shoysa, Yayim Megitai, and he could drink wine straight out of that's not yet wine when it's straight out of garo. So the Mishnah asks, Basa Meliach Akama, how long is it considered Basa Meliach and it should not be allowed to eat? At what point is it mut, at what point it's asur? Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chanina Bakana Kozman Kushlam. We know that Kabban Shlamim is normally eaten for 2 days and one night. As long as it hasn't been in salt for 2 days and one night, it's still considered real meat. And since it's still considered real meat, you can't eat it Erev Tisha B'Av. Yayim Megitai Kama, how long is it still considered fresh wine? Kozman Shu Taisis, as long as it's fermenting. The Tananya, and the Brisa says, Yayim Taisis, Ein Bei Mishum Giloi. That wine that's still fermenting, there's no problem of Giloi. Giloi means that you're not allowed to leave beverages, including wine, uncovered, for there is a concern that a snake may drink from that wine and drop its venom there. Says the Gemara that when it's Yayin Taisis, while it's fermenting, the snakes don't do that, won't drink from that wine, and there's no concern of Gilui. And again, because it's so sour, so there's 2 pshatim. Either the simple pshat, Rashi seems to learn, it's sour wine, something that's sour, that's not considered wine. The Yad Ramah says that it doesn't taste like wine. And since it doesn't taste like wine, that's why it's not considered wine. And the Yad Ramah continues to say that's the same reason why a snake stays away from it, and there is no gilui. Ask the Gemara, Hochamai. So that's the definition of Yayim Megitai and Basa Meliach as far as Erev Tisha B'Av is concerned. Ask the Gemara, what's going to be the halacha by Ben Sar Meir? Hasam b'shem Simchahu. There, Erev Tisha B'Av, we're not allowed to have Simcha. So Kozman Shukushlamim, as long as the meat has not sat in salt for such a long amount of time, it's still considered meat that brings Simcha. Hacha, but here by the Ben Sar Meir, it's a whole different consideration, as we're learning. But as Ben Sayer Meir, the consideration is Mishima Shuchi, that he gets addicted to the wine and the meat. And therefore, maybe even if the meat isn't salt for a lesser amount of time, it's still not, it's already not good salt, good meat, and therefore it's not addictive. For Yayin, and when we speak about wine, the only when it's wine that's 40 days is it considered wine, and the concern of addiction kicks in. But if it's not 40 days, it's not considered wine. So our Gemara seems clearly to indicate that wine is wine, and it has to be at least 40 days fermented to be considered wine for Ben Sayer Meir, etc. And the question that comes up is, so what is the halacha regarding grape juice? Is grape juice considered wine or not? And the Paiskim discussed this issue at great length, and there are many considerations to look at it. He's the Sefer Shvus Yitzchak quotes Rabbi Yosher Zatzal, who says that grape juice is never wine, because he says our Gemara has made it very clear that wine is connected to fermentation, to being alcoholic, and therefore if it's not fermented, it's not wine. The many Paiskim disagree, and there's two approaches in those Paiskim. One is that grape juice, there are two ways of making grape juice, preventing the grape juice from becoming wine. One is by putting chemicals, and the other way is by pasteurizing. And they want to suggest, if what was done is reversible, if the grape juice could become wine by some sort of a chemical reaction, if you put in a chemical, you'll take out the chemical, and then it can become wine, it's considered enough to be considered like wine. However, let's say it was pasteurized to a degree that it can never ferment, that it will never be considered like wine. But then, Rav Shlomo Zalman, in the Shas Tshuvas Micha Shlomo, Chelek Aleph Siman Dalet, his opinion is that the grape juice is always considered wine, because they take a very interesting approach. He says that the grape juice, at the moment it's squeezed, before they do whatever they do to prevent it from becoming wine, could have been wine. And since at that point, it could have been wine, even for that small amount of time, that already is enough to make it into the same category as wine. That the Tshuvas van Haggis, Rav Moshe Sternberg, Shlita, and Lehavdu ben Chaim L'Chaim, the Sharm Tzion Ba'alocha, take a very interesting approach. They say, then they speak about wine for the Dal Kaisis, and they say that the Dal Kaisis, and presumably every Kiddush, has to be something that we enjoy. And if somebody doesn't enjoy wine, but he does enjoy grape juice, the halacha is that it should be a reva, it should be enjoyable. And therefore, they both are of the opinion that you could use grape juice for Kiddush and for Dal Kaisis. And Sternberg Shlita quotes that the Briskerov and the Chabinarov, all of them would use grape juice. Rav Chaim Kanievsky said that the Chazanish would drink grape juice. So from all of them, we have a raya that the halacha is that one could use grape juice, and that's considered in the same category for these mitzvahs, the same as wine. Says the Amar Rav Yochanan, "Niver yayin ba'olam." The reason that Kadosh Baruch Hu brought wine to the world, as l'nachem aveilim, somebody who's unfortunately suffering, so nicham by drinking wine it calms him down, and ulasham schal rishoyim, to give the rishoyim that enjoy wine, to give them their reward in this world. Shnemar, as the pasuk says, "Tenu sheichel oivid v'yayin lemari nefesh." And the Mashar explains that the Gemara says what the Gemara is really asking a question. If we see the wine is addictive, and wine can make somebody into Ben Sayer Meir, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring wine to the world? And therefore, the Gemara says, because it has these positive benefits. The Ian Yaakov asks, how could that be the Gemara's question? We know that so many mitzvahs are done with wine. The nisach hayayin on the mizbeach, kiddush, many mitzvahs, getting married, is all done with a wine. So why? So of course wine has so many positive, we have such a requirement. What's the question? So the Mefarshim explained that that was the Gemara's question. Yes, we know that so many mitzvahs are fulfilled with wine. The question is, if wine is so bad, why is it that was created? And we should have made that, and therefore we would have performed these mitzvahs without the wine. Says the Gemara, the wine was brought for this reason. Don't be concerned, don't follow wine. It makes people maybe feel good in this world. The Paiskim say, the fact that the Pasuk in Mishlei specifies when it speaks about wine being red, we see that red wine is considered the best. And that's why many Paiskim suggest that by Kiddush, the Alakaisis, if all things being equal, one should make them on red wine. Rav Amar, Al Teri Yayin Ki Yisadim. The Pasuk means Al Teri Yayin. Don't get addicted to wine. Sh'achris Adam, because it could come to murder. Rav Kana Rami. Rav Kana asked the following question. Ksiv, V'yitin L'chem B'telah Shemai M'shmanei Arts, V'roiv Dogen V'tirosh. So we know that the Torah doesn't have Nekudas in it. So we can read the word Tirosh as Rash. That means it can make you poor. The Korean Tirosh, which means it makes you great. Zocha, if a person drinks wine in the proper moderation, Nasarosh, it has wonderful effects. A person is besimcha. Loi Zocha, if he drinks more than he's supposed to, Nasarosh, it will impoverish him. That habit will cost him so much, and it'll impoverish him because of that. Rav Aramik Siv, the Yain Yisamach. And here too, we could pronounce it Yishamach with a shin, and that's the word of destruction. The Kriya Yisamach with a sin, happiness. Zocha, again, a person drinks wine in the proper moderation, Mesamchai, it could bring joy. Loi Zocha, but if he doesn't drink it that way, Meshamehu, it can destroy him. Vanadam Rava, Chama Vareni, the wine that I drank and the besamim that I smelled, I did them in the proper moderation, and pichim, they made me smart. And that's why I saw that many mefarshim explain, what does it mean, yayin chamra v'reina pichim? The Gemara teaches us that wine, its noise is good in the production of wine. Noise is not good in the production of wine, but it is good in the prediction of psamim. Shakol yofel psamim, we say. So what the Gemara is teaching us is, we have to take the lesson of the wine and the psamim. Sometimes it's good to speak, and sometimes it's good to be quiet. And the Sfasem actually takes this a step further. He says, chamra is chaymer, is gashmius. Rechni is ruchnius. When it comes to ruchnius, there we're supposed to speak, we're supposed to say the Torah, we're supposed to learn the Torah, we're supposed to teach the Torah. When it comes to chamra, is yayin, we're supposed to be quiet. We're supposed to know when to speak and when not to speak. And that's why we find in the Agada that Esther says, Esther, and ain't Esther Magedis. Esther was a person that knew that it's the healthy way to live is not speaking. And that's why on Purim, and that was the Yeshua, by Esther not having disclosed where she comes from. So that's how Achashverosh took her as a queen. And we know the rest of the story, the Yeshua. But it all began because Ein Esther Megedis. Could Esther learn the lesson of being quiet? And that's why Esther being quiet, but then Mordechai tells her, now's the time, emhachresh tachrishi. There's a time to be quiet, and there's a time to speak. And that's why we specifically drink wine on Purim, to remember that we shouldn't speak. By Esther remaining silent, that brought the Yeshua. And I saw from the Bava Rebbe Zatzal that the Bava Rebbe says that the two things that we do by Avdallah every Matzah Shabbos is we drink wine and we smell besamim. He says, why do we do so? He says, as we begin a new week and we start the new week, what is the way we want to start the week? Making this as a matter, making this as an objective in our life. The objective that we make in our life is that we should speak when we're supposed to speak, and we're quiet when we're supposed to be quiet. And if we live life that way, then we will have a successful week. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Amram, Breder of Shimon Bar Abba, Amar Rav Chanina, Maidik Siv, Lemi Oy, Lemi Avoy, Lemi Madonna, Lemi Siach, Lemi Petzorim, Chinal Micha, Chleilas Yain. Who is the person that cries out? Who is the person that's always involved in disputes? And who's the person that suffers and has and is wounded? L'machar malayayin, people who stay up late drinking wine. L'boim l'achko mimimtzach, that they're busy trying to find l'achko mimimtzach where they can find more wine. Kesher avdimi amar, amri b'marova. They said in Etzisrael, high crop, this pasuk that we just quoted, man darish lo meishul seifei. You can learn the pasuk that the pasuk is asking, who are those that will suffer with all these troubles? And the pasuk is answering, people who are addicted to wine. Or you can learn the pasuk midrash seifei l'reishei. We can learn that second pasuk is saying, who is the person that gets addicted to wine? People who are suffering, that causes them to get addicted, midrash. Darsh Avigalul, Shlosha Esra Vavim Nem B'Yayin. The Torah says the word Vav 13 times when we speak about wine. Where? The Pasuk says, V'yachal Noich Ish Adama, V'yita Kerem, V'yesh Min Ayayin, V'yishka V'yiska B'soich Alola, V'yar Cham Avich Hananas Erbes Aviv, V'yagid Lo Shnei Ocha B'chutz, V'yikach Shem, V'yofes Ash Tassimlo, V'yisimo Ashchem Shneim, V'yechlo Achranis, V'chassus Erbes Aviv Fneim, V'yikatz Noich V'yeinoi, V'yeda Shishosuloi B'noi Akotin. The Pasuk says, the Pasuk is telling us by mentioning the Vav, which the Vav represents, that the woe, tsaris, that comes from drinking wine. What is the significance of 13? So I saw that the Sefer Teres Chaim explains that tzaddikim don't drink wine in this world. So the wine that they will enjoy will be in the next world. Rishoyim drink the wine in this world, and they won't have wine in the next world. Says the Gemara, the pasuk says, as we just read by Noach, v'yikatz Noach v'yenai, v'yeda as she'asolai b'noi akotin. Rav Shmuel charam asarsoi, that the Noach's son Cham castrated him, v'charam ravai, he had relations with him. Mandam asarsoi, what causes him to feel that that's what happened? B'toich chol kol b'revi, what was the reason that Cham did this to Noach? He did not want that Noach should have another child, which would be Noach's fourth child. So we see that since Cham was anxious not to have a fourth, that his father should not have a fourth child, that's why Kilei Bervi, the curse was, he cursed Canaan, who was Cham's fourth child. Mandama Rivai, Gama V'yar V'yar, K'siv Hacha, V'yar Cham Avi Canaanis Arvis Aviv, V'ksiv Hasam, V'yar Sam Shechem Ba'chamar, so we see that it must be related to having relations. Says the Rabbi Shlomo L'mandam Asar Soi M'shem Hacha Kilei Bervi. The Gemara gave a great explanation why Canaan was the one that was cursed, because he was the fourth child, the child that Cham did not want Noach to have. El'mandam Arivoi Mashna Revi. Why did Noach Dafka curse Canaan, Cham's fourth son? Not the Behedya. He should have just cursed him, not wait for the fourth son. Says the Gemara, it must be that Hava Ha Havoi, that the mandamid that says that he had relations with him also holds that he castrated him, and therefore it's appropriate that he should have both. So of course, the Aruch Lener asked the question, if this is what Chum did to his father, and we learned the sugyas of the Zayin Mitzvah B'nai Noach, and these are things that the B'nai Noach are not allowed to do, so why didn't Noach just kill Chum as he was Chayiv Misa? So Aruch Lener explains that the only reason Noach knew what happened was by Chum's admission. And Chum's admission, you don't kill a person based on their own admission. However, the Mefarshim asked on the Aruch Lener that even though we know that we learned many times that Allah is Eina Domeis Matzmerasha, and nobody is punished based on their own self-incrimination, that's by us, but not by the Nachrim. So what's Pshat? So Rav Aaron Leib Steinman in the Sefer Yalos HaShacha says that even though a Nachri can be punished based on his own admission, that's only if it was done in a setting of a bezdin, in the setting of a court. Here it wasn't done in the setting of a courtroom. There, even though the din by Nachrim, the rule by Nachrim is different than by us, it's not, you can't punish him based on his own admission. The pasuk says, V'yochol noyach ish adam av yitin kerem. Omer av chizda omer av ukva. Omer loy omer mar ukva. Omer av zakei. Omer loyach HaKadosh Baruch Hu noyach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to noyach, Noyach loy hoy lecha lecha im Adam Rishon. Shouldn't have you learned from Adam Rishon? Shloy garm elo yayin. That why HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling to him that you should have learned from ish ha'adama. What is ish ha'adama? You should have learned from Adam Rishon, who was created from the earth, what wine brought to him, and you should have not followed the same. The other Mefarshim explained that Adam Rishon ultimately died and was buried in the earth. What caused that there should be death in the world? The death in the world came because Adam Rishon drank from wine. And as I saw, the Inyan Yaakov explains, Adam Rishon, by eating from the Eitz Hadas, became a Kaifa Ba'ikr, became Apikairis. So Noach should have learned what that brings, and therefore he should not have made the same mistake. Another pshat that I saw is that Adam Rishon was the first person that lived in the world. And in a way, Noach is similar to that, because Noach was the first person, was the only person that re-emerged in the world after that re-emerged in the world from the Mabel. And just like Adam Rishon made a mistake and drank wine, the first person, Noach, who in many ways is also like the first person in the world, should not have made the mistake of drinking wine. It says the Mar, this all follows the Manda Omer, the opinion that says that Oysa Ilan She'ochel Menu Adam Rishon, that the tree from which Adam Rishon ate Gefenhoy was grape. The Tanya Ramei Omer Oisu Ilan Shachal Adam Rishon. The tree from which Adam Rishon ate Gefenhoy was a grape tree. Shein Lecha Davish Mevi Yilal La Adam. There's nothing that could bring destruction and sorrow to a person. El Yain. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Chita. Rabbi Yehuda actually says it was a wheat tree. Shein Tinek Yudei Likros Abba VeIma. It's called the Eitz Hadas. And we know that knowledge, wisdom, is connected to wheat, because the Gemara says, a child doesn't know to call a father, father, mother, mother, until he has the level of intelligence that comes through dog and through grain. It was a fig tree. We knew that they didn't have any clothing. And after the Eitz Hadas, they realized what it means to be without any clothing. And the pasuk says, "V'yisbru elei ta'ena." They put on the leaves of a fig tree. So it must be that the avera was done with figs. Shenemar v'yisbru elei ta'ena. They put on the elei ta'ena. It must be that that was what they did the avera with. So the question that many mefarshim ask is indeed, how did it come that Adam Rishon should do such a terrible sin, eat from the Eitz Hadas, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him that you shouldn't eat from the Eitz Hadas? So I saw that in Maral, the Maral speaks much about a concept of Nahama de Ksufa. A person doesn't want to eat something that he's embarrassed. Person is embarrassed that if he has to eat and rely on other people, we rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person, until he eats bread, doesn't have that concept, doesn't have that understanding of what Nahama de Ksufa means. And therefore, Adam HaRishon, because he didn't know Nahama de Ksufa, he didn't know what that means, he didn't know what it means to go against what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. And therefore, he ate from the Eitz Hadas. The Gemara says the Chita brings Das, and that's why the Gematria of Chita is the same as HaTorah, to teach us that a person really can't come to a level of understanding Divrei Torah until Chita, until he eats grain. The individual that eats grain is the individual that could have Torah. The question, however, of course, is that Chita, grain, doesn't grow from a tree. And how is that? How did we say that the Eitz Hadas was Chita? So I saw that the Sefer Torah Chaim says that the original Chita that exists in the world wasn't that there was grain that was grown, but actually what really happened was the grain, there were loaves of bread that came out of the tree. Loaves of bread that come out of the tree don't come from the ground, they come from the tree. The Yavit says that we know, we often say to Perek and tell him, Mimamakim Kurasicha Hashem. What does it mean, Mimamakim? That means that originally the bread came out of the tree. The tree grows tall. After we did the Avera, the grain was punished that it comes out of the ground. And we davened Hashem, Mimamakim. Because the grain is growing from the ground, Kurasicha Hashem, we daven to you, and you should have Rachmanis on us. And that's why I saw that there's a minig that we give specifically Kimcha de Pescha. Why do we give Kimcha de Pescha? Why is there such a mitzvah? But because the Aveira that happened with the grain, we want to bring a Yeshua, we want to change that. And therefore, since we want to change that and correct that, the way we correct the Eitz Hadas Aveira is by giving Kimcha de Pescha. The Pasuk says that on the day of the inauguration of the Beis HaMikdash, Shlomo HaMelech married Basya Bas Paroi for a wife. The next day, when they need to open up the Beis HaMikdash in the morning to bring the Karmel Tamid, the Kohanim could not do so because the keys to the Beis HaMikdash were under the head of Shlomo HaMelech, and because he had gotten intoxicated at his wedding the night before, he overslept. But the Kohanim didn't want to wake up Shlomo HaMelech, so they sent his mother Bathsheba to wake him up. So the Pasuk says in Mishrei, Dimrei Lemuel Melech, Masen Ashisarto Imai. His mother admonished him. His mother put him up on a beam and wanted to give him Malchus. Everybody knows that your father, David HaMelech, was a great Yerushimayim. Achshav, now that you're acting in such an inappropriate manner, they're going to say that what must have caused that you act this way, you're getting it from your mother's side, Ima Garmalai. And Mar Babitni, Kala Nosh Avicha, Kivim Abrois, all the women who were married to David, once they got pregnant, Shuv Enroyes Pnei Melech, they didn't have relations with the king anymore. Vanida Chachti Vinachnasti, I pushed myself to have relations with your father even after I conceived, Kidei Shili Ben Mazur Simulubin, that I should have a child who's very perfect, because Chazal teach us that if a woman has relations while she's pregnant, that helps the development of the child. Ma banadori, kol nashim shebeis avicha yignoi dris, family ben hogan l'malchus. Their entire tefillah was that they should have sons that could be kings. Vanina datu v'mati, I was looking ye ben zaris and mula b'tayr v'hogan l'navias. I wanted a son of Talmud Chacham Yerushalayim. And she continues saying, Ala Malach Lemuel, Ala Malachim Shusayayim, Ala Malachim Armaloi, Malach Etz Malachim Shusayayim Mishtakrim. Why are you behaving like all the other kings that drink wine and get intoxicated? And then they say, they throw away HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'roiznim Eshekar, Misha Kol Razai Oilam Gluim Loi. Somebody who has, he knows the all of the Torah and the Sodas HaTorah, Yish Deyayim Eshtakar, is it appropriate to drink wine and get intoxicated? Ikdam Misha Kol Razai Oilam, Mashkim L'Pesche, all the kings of the world come to show you honor. Yish Deyayim Eshtakar, is it appropriate that you drink wine and get intoxicated? How do you know that Shlomo said to his mother, "You are right"? The Ksiv, "Kibar anochim ish v'loy binas adam li." Kibar anochim ish menoyach. I should have learned from Noach. The Ksiv, "Yachol Noach isha adama v'loy binas adam li." So Adam Rishon. I should have learned from Adam and Noach that a person should not. I should have learned that it's not appropriate to drink wine, and that's what. That, and I should have, and I, who didn't learn, bar, I'm a person that doesn't have that, that didn't understand what to learn. And the Ben Elio explains, it says bar regarding Noach, and it says bina regarding Adam Rishon. Noach drank wine and got drunk. So he should have learned that you're not supposed to get drunk. It says bar Noach, I should have, I'm a fool that I didn't learn that lesson. Adam Rishon didn't get intoxicated. But it was the wrong thing to drink wine. And it's our job to correct that Avera. And Bina, Shlomo says, I didn't have the intelligence to recognize that I should act in a way to fix that Avera, not continue that Avera. But we learned, Achol b'chaburus mitzvah, if a ben sarim mara ate by chaburus mitzvah, then it's not a problem. Amar Rav Avuah, ein achayiv, ad sheyachol b'chabura, that you only chayif, he's only considered Ben Samira, if he ate at a meal, which is Kula Surikin. Only people who are not good people. And again, it's all part of not becoming connected to those people. Asma Vanan Tanan, Och B'chaburus Mitzvah, and Anasis Ben Samira. If you're part of the Mishnah taught us, if he ate a Chaburus Mitzvah, he doesn't become a Ben Samira. So we see Tama, the reason is because it's a Sudas Mitzvah. Halav mitzvah, were it not a sudas mitzvah, then the halacha is hafagav the lav kul sarikin. Even though it's not just people who are sarikin, he can become a ben sarim meirer. Answers the Gemara, hakamashma. No, the way to understand the Mishnah is as follows: hafagav the kul sarikin. Even if the entire meal is people that are not quality people, however, kiven the mitzvah ka'osik. Since he's involved in doing a mitzvah, le'mimshach, we have no reason to be concerned that that type of drinking will cause him to become a ben sarim meirer. So as we've been discussing, ochol be'ibra chodesh. If you eat at that meal, then the halacha is you don't become a sarim meirer. And we're learning like Rashi, even though the Yad Ramah actually disagrees, but Rashi says if the sudas mitzvah is if they make the month into a 30-day month, in order that everybody should know that, they make a meal at Matzai the day 30. Remember the Bas V'yayin Masku? Does that mean that they brought wine and meat to that meal? V'tanya ein oilin lo, ela b'pas dogin, they bring bread, kidney, and some beans. Answers the Gemara, Hakamashmon, says the Gemara, what the Mishnah is teaching us, that afagav de ein oilin lo, ela b'pas for kidneys. Normally the menu for this meal is bread and beans. Viu apik bas v'yayin v'achol. He brought meat and wine and ate it. Kivin to kamamisa ka'asig. Still, since he's involved in the mitzvah, since it's a sudas mitzvah, then lo mimshach, it won't cause him to become a ben sarim meirer. Tana rabbanan ein oilam be'ibah chodesh pachs m'sar b'nei adam. We have to have 10 people. Ve'en oilam be'pas dagen and kidneys. We have bread and beans. Ve'en oilam elari burai, as we said, the night after day 30, the meal is at night and not the by day. The Yad Ramah explains why were Chazal so makbid about what the menu should be. So he says that we don't want that, he says that part of the purpose of this meal is to decide when Rosh Chodesh really ought to be. So we want to eat food that won't make, that'll keep your hair clear. Another explanation that he gives is that everybody would bring their own food, and they didn't want to embarrass anybody who can't afford meat and wine. So that's why they brought simple food that everybody could afford. And another pshat that he gives is that the purpose of this meal is not for meal for eating and drinking. It's l'shem mitzvah. We're getting together for the purpose of Rosh Chodesh and declaring when Rosh Chodesh is, and therefore we want that to be the purpose. And when it gets an elaborate menu, we miss the point. And in fact, this is the source where the Paiskim say there is an inyan, there is a issue, there it is appropriate to make a Sudas Rosh Chodesh. And the reason is for this purpose that people should recognize when Rosh Chodesh is with the seriousness of it. Tana Rabbanan Ein Olam V'Tanya Ein Olam B'Yom B'Layel El B'Yom. That's why we learned another brayse that says that this Suda is by day. K'rav Rav Chiya Abba L'B'nei. Answers the Gemara, Akrifu V'Ilu, come early to the meal, V'Akrifu V'Fiku, and then leave early, K'echad L'Shlom B'Bechol Inchi. As we're learning, the purpose of this meal is to publicize when Rosh Chodesh is. If it's going to be too late at night, then by the time they leave the meal, people will be already sleeping and there won't be an opportunity to publicize what we're trying to accomplish when we want when Rosh Chodesh is. Ocha Ma'aseh Sheni B'Yerushalayim. We learned that if somebody ate Ma'aseh Sheni in Yerushalayim, he doesn't become Ben Tzair Meir. And explains the Gemara, Kivin Tiki Orcha Hu Ka'achalei, that's what you're supposed to do. We know that you're supposed to use the Ma'aseh Sheni, eat the Ma'aseh Sheni in Yerushalayim. So since that's the purpose, so therefore, Le'memshech, that doesn't make a person into a Ben Tzair Meir, and therefore, that type of meal will make you into Ben Tzair Meir. There is an interesting discussion amongst the Rishonim about what does this mean. Because we know, when we speak about Ma'aseh Sheni, it could be two types of Ma'aseh Sheni. One is that you eat the actual Ma'aseh Sheni, that the halacha is that you're supposed to bring Ma'aseh Sheni to Yerushalayim, and you eat the actual Ma'aseh Sheni in Yerushalayim. And the other is that you bring money to Yerushalayim, and you purchase with that Ma'aseh Sheni, you redeem the Ma'aseh Sheni, and you bring that money to Yerushalayim, with which you buy food. There's some Rishonim that say that when our Gemara is teaching us that Ma'aseh Sheni meal doesn't make you a Ben Tzair Meir is only regarding the actual Ma'aseh Sheni itself. But if you spent Ma'aseh Sheni to buy food, it won't necessarily be the same. Says the Gemara. Ochel nevel treif shkotz v'remoshim. Amrava ochel basa oif. If somebody eats poultry, ate a nasa ben tzair meir. There are many reasons why not. Some say because it's very expensive, and therefore there's no concern that somebody's going to buy it all the time. Another explanation is it's not as heavy, it's not as addictive as meat. Others say that there's no simcha by basar oif. It's relevant on yontif. Could you fulfill the mitzvah of simchas yontif or basar oif? Vanatnan. Ask the Gemara, doesn't mean hatayrim if it's kosher nasa ben tzair meir. Answers the Gemara, you have to eat primarily meat. But our Mishnah began with how much meat makes you into ben tzair meir. So let's say you didn't eat that whole amount. You ate mostly meat and a little poultry, you still be about tzair meir. Achol davar shu mitzvah, a davar avera, tva mitzvah, says the Gemara, means tenchume aveilim, that you ate with the aveilim, the aveirim, is that betanet tzibur, even though you're eating, you did it the rabbanon. Betamamai, I'm a craw, because the pasuk says, ain't a shmei bekaleinu. But bekaleinu, that's when you become ben tzair meir. V'loi bekal shemakim. If you went against what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, that isn't when you're going to become ben tzair meir. Ocha kamasa v'loi achal. If somebody ate this type of a fig which is intoxicating, still it doesn't make you into Ben Tzor Meirer. Shasu kamashku v'leishasu yayin, tevash v'cholav. The Tanya, ochad ve'el kilis. If somebody ate this type of a fig, v'shasu devash v'cholav v'nichnas l'migdash, and he went into the Beis Hamikdash to do the avoida, chayiv. Because you're not allowed to go into the Beis Hamikdash intoxicated, and these foods intoxicated. Ein asa b'ayin tzor Meirer, at she'ochu basu v'yishtu yayin. Tanya rabbanon, ochu kamashku v'leishasu basur, shasu kamashku v'leishasu yayin, ein anasa ben tzor Meirer, at she'ochu basu v'yishtu yayin. Shnemar, Zoyl of a Sover. Vapi Shane Raila Dover, that it means only meat and wine. Zechla Dover. Shnemar, Alte Besoiva Yain, Bezoila Bosso Lomai. Vamak Zoiva Vesela Yerish, the crime Talbish Guma. So we see that Zoyl of a Sover is connected to wine. Amar of Zayr call Yoshin Besa Midrash, somebody who sleeps in Besa Midrash, Tarasa Nasla crime, crime. He will forget his learning because the Pasuk says the crime. Talbishluma, somebody who sleeps in the place where he's supposed to be up and learning, Kroim will forget his learning. At Beis HaMedrash is where we should spend our days learning and connecting to Torah.